Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean's album American Pie began a 7-week run on the album charts on this day in 1972, the song revealing things were heading in the wrong direction.
I wanted to write a big song about America, but I had no idea how to begin to even express that until one day I was singing into the tape recorder, which is what I like to do, and I started out and I just sang a long, long time ago, ah, da, da, all the way through the day, the music died. The whole thing came in one piece. And it was like a genie out of a bottle. I said, whoa, what is that?
He was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, by the levee.
You can walk my path.
D-Ream had their first number one single on this day in 1994. D-Ream says his popularity skyrocketed when they toured with Take That.
No one had really put the face, the name, and all our songs into one basket. Going on tour with Take That changed things quite a bit. I mean, we played over 170,000 people in a month.
Michael Hutchins, born on this day in 1960. In excess have sold over 55 million records to date. Michael found dead in a Sydney hotel suite in November of 1997, aged 37.
The rock star Michael Hutchins has been found dead at a hotel in Sydney.
The international music industry is in shock with the death of rock star Michael Hutchins.
It's been good to me because I've been able to do what I love doing. Simple as that.
They could never.
And UK singer Rochford turning 56 today. He had a hit with the song Only To Be With You.
I've always wanted to play music, you know. It's the best way to express yourself, or for me anyway. I don't know about the other, I mean like the music business side and the pop star side, I wasn't really as focused on, but I knew I wanted to make albums and make music.
That's a look at today. Music for Friday, Jan 22 at Mix 104.9.